This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
Well, you all know who Graeme Dwyer is now at this stage. He's one of Ireland's most notorious criminals. That's what he is. He's a criminal. The court case, what was it, 2 years ago now? Is it
that long ago? Yeah.
He's about 2 years now in prison for a disgusting and heinous crime. And, the Star newspaper decided to photograph his parents yesterday coming out of prison. Well, you have the story, Adrian.
Okay, front page of the Star, it says, Dwyer's birthday with mum. Psycho's parents get a 30-minute visit as he turns 45. So Graeme Dwyer turned 45. Mammy and daddy came to visit him in prison, and they make the front page of the paper. I'm sorry, I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's appropriate. I think it's bang out of order. But let me just read. I think it's bang out of order that they appeared in the front page of the paper, is what I mean. Paul Healy writes in the Star today, sadistic murderer Graeme Dwyer was visited by his loyal parents as he celebrated his 45th birthday behind bars. The Star can reveal that the evil killer who butchered innocent childminder Elaine O'Hara to death for his own sexual gratification in 2012 got no special privileges for his birthday yesterday other than a half an hour visit from his parents. And the photograph was taken outside the Midlands prison down in Portlaoise.
Yeah, now a couple of comments I read on social media earlier on were criticising the parents for visiting Graeme Dwyer in prison.
I would be doing the exact opposite. I would be criticising the paper for putting his parents. They've done nothing wrong. They've done absolutely nothing wrong. And I think it's bang out of order to be putting their photograph on the front page of the Star newspaper.
Geez, Adrian, today. Becoming a snowflake.
No,
I mean, all yesterday you were spouting about free speech and all that.
It's nothing to do with the snowflake. I just think his parents didn't do anything wrong.
No, they didn't.
Nothing whatsoever.
No.
And I think it's just unfair on them that they're photographed on the front page of the paper. And I know people are saying, no, but they shouldn't be going to visit Graeme Dwyer in prison. The fact is, your child will always be your child.
But
child will always be your child.
I don't think that's an absolute. I don't think that's an absolute.
But it is an absolute. Your child will always be your child.
No,
you can't change that.
No, but that's not an absolute. There are certain times. There are many parents in the history of parenting, Adrian, that have disowned their child.
Yes, there are.
No, yeah. I'm not saying these parents should have done that. I'm not saying they should or they shouldn't. But what I'm saying is it's not an absolute that, you know, you would stand by your child no matter what they've done. How do you feel about that? Are you listening? Text us your comments now. 087-798-9898. 087-798-9898. Do you think it's right that Graeme Dwyer's parents are being judged for visiting him in prison on his birthday? I mean, you're a parent, Adrian. I'm a parent. You would like to think that no matter what your child did in their life, even if it's a crime as disgusting as murder, which is probably the worst crime you can commit, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, is it?
Alongside rape, yeah, it's up there. But the fact of the matter is, like I said, his parents did nothing wrong. You're always, when you have a child, you always have that child. You will, and I understand what you're saying about disowning.
I'm sure there are parents listening to the show now who've disowned their children.
Yeah. But these parents are described as loyal parents. They're elderly people. He is their son. And this is my view on it. You can have a protest outside the building if you want.
Why would you do that? What a waste of time that would be.
It would be. But he is their son.
Nobody's going to protest about you, ever. No.
I just don't see why, if A, they're on the front page of the paper, and B, people are condemning them for being parents.
Well, just looking at the, keep those texts coming in, 087-798-9898. A lot of texts are given out about the newspaper. Newspapers being scum, says that person. Another person says it must have been a slow news day to do that. Well, no, it's a big story. It's a big story.
What's a big story about Mammy and Daddy visiting their criminal son in prison?
Because he's the most notorious person in jail in Ireland, is he not?
Yeah, one of the most notorious, yeah, I'd agree, yeah.
So, does there ever come a point where you can turn your back on your child?
Obviously, it depends on the person, you see. Some people have a very low threshold and will disown their child for the smallest little thing. Some people have disowned their children because of who they married. Others will stand by their children through thick and thin.
No, but hang on a sec. You're a hypocrite. You're a complete hypocrite.
Right.
Because last week on the show, we were interviewing Fiona Doyle, who, of course, was the victim of that horrible sexual abuse at the hands
Correct.
Of her father. Yeah, and you criticised the mother for standing by your husband after those heinous crimes that he carried out.
Because
what's the difference?
Because she stood with the father against their child. This is exactly the point I'm making.
Are you picking
these parents? Are parents of their child? He will always be their child.
So are you?
Even if he's a sadistic murderer, he will always be their child.
So should, and I'm not talking about the Graham Dwyer situation now. Should parents stick by their child if that child turns out to be a paedophile?
I'm not telling parents what they should
and
shouldn't do.
No, I'm asking the question.
Okay, put it this way. My children, you know how much I love my two children, yeah? I can't see me ever turning my back on my children, ever.
If your child, if one of your children abused...
It's hypothetical, thank God.
Yeah, no, completely hypothetical.
It's hypothetical, thank God.
No, but if...
But I can never see myself... That's the answer to your question. I can never see myself turning my back on my children.
What?
There you go.
So if...
Does that make me a bad person?
Yeah, I think it does.
No, it doesn't.
So if one of your children committed a sexual assault, you would stick by them?
It's a very hypothetical question.
But obviously it's a hypothetical question. You gave a hypothetical answer.
These parents are being slammed for visiting their son for his 45th birthday. I don't see what harm they've done.
All I'm saying is I think everybody has a breaking point where they would say, I don't want anything to do with my child anymore. I love my child to bits as well as you love your children, yeah? But tough love.
Bobby, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Bobby?
Not too bad, that's also. The secret sounds.
Sorry, say that again?
The secret sounds.
No. Move on.
I'm only messing with you. No, I think the papers are just trying to sell newspapers, that's all.
But is it even worthy of a front page story?
Absolutely not, no. It's only toilet paper.
I mean, I have to say... I like the Star newspaper. I like some of their journalism, but I just think this is just a story out of nothing. I don't see.
They obviously had nothing else to write about on the day, so they decided whose birthday is, what mad fella's birthday is, if we go and visit them or whatever.
I'm going to have to defend the Star newspaper here because people say the same thing about our show when we talk about. I mean, we were talking about washing machines on the show yesterday, and someone texted in saying, "There's nothing better to talk about." So no, that it's a story.
Here's the thing: I don't like people picking on the elderly. I don't like people. Bullying the elderly, and that's exactly what I see that article
as. His parents did nothing to get that abuse, do you know what I mean? I mean, his parents, God forbid, as Jane said, if your son did something desperate, what I'd do is I'd cut my son's Tom Dooley off, but I'd still be there for him.
Yeah, that's exactly the point.
So hang on, Bobby,
It's called, as somebody texted in, and I was looking
unconditional,
for...
Unconditional.
Unconditional love, that's what it is.
At the end of the day, it's your flesh and blood.
Yeah, your love for your children is different even than your love for your wife.
Absolutely.
Your love for your children is unconditional love.
Is it though?
Yes.
Yes.
IMHO, in my humble opinion.
So if your child grew up to be a paedophile, I remember watching a documentary there, Bobby, a couple of years ago about that serial killer in America. What's his name? The fellow that ate all the people. Your man?
Hannibal Lecter, was it?
Well, Hannibal Lecter's not a real person, Bobby.
Well, it was probably based on him.
No, your man, the serial killer from a few years ago that used to eat his victims. He was a cannibal.
Okay.
What about him?
Anyway, he committed the most disgusting crimes, sexual crimes, and ate the bodies after he killed them. And his father still visited him in prison and sat beside him.
What's the problem with that?
Oh, Jesus.
At the end of the day, you're flesh and blood. I mean, you don't go out and buy your son or daughter in a shop. You actually make them. It's part of you.
Exactly.
It's actually part of you.
And their flaws are due to you. You created them.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so DNA is in them.
Well, I'm sorry to say, lads, if my child, God forbid, it's not going to happen, but if my child became like that serial killer in America...
Oh, I don't know. I can see a headline now. Mad Dicko.
That's a horrible thing to suggest. No, but what I'm saying is if my child became a serial killer cannibal, there's not a hope in hell I would visit him in prison.
Well, I'd say
then you don't have that unconditional love. Let me read this message. There is never...
Thanks, Bobby.
Bobby. There is never a chance of me turning my back on my children, no matter what they've done. I would stand beside them. Somebody saying that the Star...
Can I talk to that person?
That the Star are a joke for even writing that article.
No, the Star aren't a joke for writing that article. It's a valid article. They visited their killer son on his birthday. I'm not saying they were right. I'm not saying they're wrong. But I'm saying to all the parents who are saying...
How is it a valid article?
What I'm saying...
To be bullying and picking on elderly people.
There's lots of bullying.
They did nothing wrong. They did nothing wrong, and their photographs are on the front page of the newspaper today.
I'm not saying they did anything wrong. I think I think fair play to them for visiting their son if that's what they want to do. What I'm saying is...
So why did they even have to make the front page of the paper?
To all you parents, yeah? To all you parents who are... And I'm looking at the text here, who are saying that no matter what your child did, you would stick by them. You are all lying through your teeth. You are lying through your teeth because I think everybody has a break-off point, do they not? Where they say, enough is enough. Why do parents disown their children then?
I don't know. I don't know. I said to you already, I can honestly never... I obviously have arguments with my kids. I disagree with some things they do. We fall out every now and again, like any normal relationship. But would I ever turn my back completely on my children? Never.
So you have...
I have unconditional love for my two kids, yeah.
And you're saying that's a different kind of love than someone has for their wife or husband?
Yeah, oh, big time, yeah. Totally. Totally different.
Jeffrey Dahmer, by the way, is the name of the fella.
Oh, that's him.
Now,
yeah,
Jeffrey Dahmer, for those of you who don't know, was one of the worst serial killers ever. He was because he used to eat his victims after he killed them. Despicable. A monster, this man was. And in a documentary I was watching about Jeffrey Dahmer, his father, once every 2 weeks, used to travel up to the prison where his son was staying and sit beside him. Now, how can you sit beside your son who has eaten other people?
You're not in that position, so you don't know the answer to that, and God forbid something like that should ever happen.
Well, what's the chances of my son ending up being a serial killer? Ireland has never had a serial killer.
Oh, we have.
No, we haven't.
I hope it never happens. The paper just want to cause outrage on the elderly mother and father, which is pretty sick, but the papers have always been like that. The point I'm trying to make is inciting hatred against these elderly people is bang out of order, and that's what the newspaper has done. So there you go.
Dear.
Thank you.
It's easy knowing Adrian's not a columnist for that newspaper. You wouldn't say that if it was the Herald we were talking about, would you, Adrian?
Oh, my column is in the Herald today, by the way. Page 15 in today's Herald. Going to have a read of it.
What's it about?
What is it about? I can't remember now. What is it about?
It's about snowflakes.
Oh, it is about... Oh, that's exactly what it's about. It's about snowflakes.
Flash mobs.
Flash mobs, yes.
On social media who pick something and won't let it go.
They
just won't let it go and they keep on going on looking for blood and justice and getting upset about things. Would you ever grow a thick skin?
Okay, that's exactly what the article is about. It's in...
So there's no need to read it now. I've just told you what the article's about.
No. Go and buy a copy of today's Herald. The article is in today's Herald for you to read.
Now, moving on from Graeme Dwyer to something... something a little less... Well, a lot less serious, but nevertheless, something that affects every single one of you. And this is a story in the Herald today that Ireland's favourite sandwich filling has been named. Now, don't say what it is, Adrian. You have the article there.
I do, yep. I absolutely do. Here
now, we all
here.
Love a sandwich. Find me a human being that doesn't like a sandwich.
I love a sandwich.
No, but I don't. Have you ever met someone who doesn't like a sandwich?
No. Why, are there people who don't eat sandwiches ever?
No, I don't think there are. I think everybody loves a sandwich. But Irish people have voted their favourite fillings for sandwiches in their favourite type of sandwich. And... the top one, I have to say, is one I wouldn't be too... Well, give us the top one. What is it? What's Ireland's favourite sandwich filling?
Now, it's obviously yours. It's obviously mine.
Oh, it's not mine.
Was it not yours?
No,
really?
No.
My favourite sandwich is a ham and cheese. It has to be toasted, though. A toasty ham and cheese. Everyone. Who doesn't like a ham and cheese sandwich?
No, I'd throw it back at you. I wouldn't thank you for a ham and cheese sandwich. No. I don't think ham and cheese go together.
It's 18% said it's their favourite filling, so you're clearly wrong.
My favourite sandwich is turkey and stuffing on a brown bread. It has to be brown bread, cut into triangles.
Okay, numbers 2, 3, and 4 on the list. No, no, and no.
Okay, don't say. Oh, no, no, and no.
No, 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 no. Number 4 on the list, number 5 on the list, maybe. Let me just go back to what we were talking
about. Before you go to that, you text us now, 0877-989898. And we simply want to ask the question, what is your ultimate sandwich filling? Okay, when you want a sandwich, and when you really want a sandwich, what do you put in it that makes it go... And by the way, if you text in banana, I'm sorry, I'm not going to read out your text because you're scum. Anybody that puts banana in a sandwich is scum.
Well, no, I used to do that with sugar. Matthew, let me go back to what we were talking about, about Graeme Dwyer's parents visiting him in prison. Matthew, what did you want to say?
I will never turn my back on my son except the time if there is a slight chance he'll become gay. Then I will turn my back.
Well,
oh, sorry, you just have to get him cut off there.
Did you not cut him off because
no.
You didn't want to give him a platform?
No, he got cut off. I didn't cut him off. But what he was saying was he would forgive his child anything except being gay.
So hang it, he'd forgive his child for being a serial killer before he'd forgive his child for being gay. Matthew, that's a very it's a very worrying thing you've just said.
Why?
What would be so wrong with your child being gay?
You know my opinion about this, and that for me that's worse than the I don't know, murder.
Worse than murder? Really, is that, do people still have that opinion in this day and age?
Clearly Matthew does, yeah.
Matthew, why? Why would you be so... Let's try and get inside your head. Why would you be so upset and distraught if your child turned around to say he was gay?
For me, it's very simple. You can murder somebody in effect. You might be annoyed. You might be in the situation where you didn't have a chance to not do it. But if somebody make a decision to go the wrong direction from my point of view, then that's his own decision.
Okay, but Matthew, here's the thing. I don't know if you're aware of this, and homosexuality...
Don't give me this bullshit. Somebody is born with that, will you?
Well, it is.
They are.
Any scientist or psychiatrist or medical professional...
In your opinion, guys. In your opinion.
So can I ask you a question, Matthew? Because a lot of people actually believe this. I want to ask you a question, Matthew. Why would someone choose to be gay over straight?
See, I remember...
No, answer the question. Why would someone... Because being gay is a harder life than being straight. Yeah, I wouldn't wish... I wouldn't
really?
Mind it.
I don't know if that's necessarily true anymore. Maybe it was at one stage. Yeah, I don't know if it's true.
But then your head is in the sand, Adrian, if you don't think being gay is a harder life than being straight.
No, I actually don't think it is anymore. Well, I genuinely don't think it is anymore.
That's the problem. That's the problem right now. Because it's more popular to be gay than be straight.
So why would someone choose to be gay over straight? Why would you choose that?
Why? I tell you why. 20, 30 years ago, when I was in the school, there was always one or two guys which they do have a problem to find a girl in the school. Oh. And then they were alone, basically.
Oh, so they become gay because there's nothing else around for them.
Now you're being silly.
Now you're being a bit silly.
That's what I believe.
Okay. So you believe that a gay man is just a man who has been unsuccessful with women?
Yes, it is.
But sure, if that's the case, I would be a screaming homosexual now because I've always been unsuccessful with women.
Yeah, you have, haven't you? It's always been women chatting you up.
What?
Anyway, right. Okay, the bottom line is he'd forgive his child anything except being gay.
That guy
has said that on this show before. You're not going to change his opinion anytime soon.
No, I think it's a hard thing for parents to accept, isn't it?
It's difficult, yeah. But
and for anybody, and that's not being politically incorrect or anything like that. Anybody that says a parent should be accepting straight away... Is lying because it is a difficult thing to accept. Wouldn't you imagine?
Yeah. You really need to tell that asshole to get off the show.
Oh, here we go.
What
here we go.
Pig.
Yep. Those people shouldn't be given a platform.
Have a protest outside the door. Go on.
What's that going to achieve?
The voice of the city.
98 FM's Dublin Talks.
With Adrian Kennedy.
We're live every morning from 10 on 98 FM.